Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
Good day and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So this evening, as I'm recording this, I am welcoming back a powerful, newer co-host to this show. A gentleman with years of medical experience, years of natural experience we're going to talk more about. But most importantly, I'm bringing this gentleman back on because he has broken the programming of the medical world. And thanks to his lovely wife, he has taken a more natural approach. But the reason why I've welcomed him back on the show is because he has been on Live the Fuel prior. And we talked a lot about this gentleman because he is the author of The Paleo Cardiologist. And the reason why I've welcomed him back on that we started this recording today is because recently, literally in the past week and a half, there's been some powerful content out online from the American Heart Association. And since they're such a well-known organization, many news platforms have, I'll just go ahead and say this, bastardized the content and spread a lot of inappropriate, or I should say incorrect, educational content. So I reached out to him to come back on as soon as possible. So without further ado, welcome back to the show, Dr. Jack Wolfson.
Thank you so much, Scott. It's a pleasure to be on. And love talking, love getting the truth out there. That's what it's all about, because we're not hearing the truth from the mainstream media. That's one thing that's guaranteed in life. You will never hear the truth from them.
And let's be real. Am I coming out too strong? Am I overly passionate about that intro? Did I come out a little too one-sided? What's your opinion on that?
I'm a little frustrated. First of all, you know, when you said I'm, you know, somewhat, you know, natural or whatever, I'm pretty hardcore on the other direction as far as natural and holistic's concerned.
I was trying to softly bring you in.
Yes. No. There's no sugarcoating my message. We're pretty extreme. My wife and I, the doctors Wolfson, we're very extreme. We piss off a lot of people. We're judgmental. Yes, we are judgmental. And I didn't even know what judgmental was. I'm a total left brain, you know, guy. And then all of a sudden people on Facebook all accusing me of being like judgmental. Like, well, yeah, but that's kind of what we do.
At least you stand for something.
Yeah. You know, I can get on a Facebook, as we all could, and just talk about how gorgeous the weather is in the summertime, wherever we're at. I don't know. But hey, listen, I'm on Facebook to get my message out there. I'm not there to socialize. I'm not there to hook up with a high school girlfriend. I'm there to get the truth out there. And that's where the truth really sits right now. It's on shows like this. It's on social media. And, really, it's like a lot of this stuff, I'm sure you are in the same boat. It wouldn't even come to your attention unless someone like told you about it. Like, oh, did you hear what was on NBC? You're like, no, what channel is NBC?
Well, admittedly, so on Friday's episode, just for our listeners, guys, this is so real time because I'm going to air him this coming week because I need to get this content out there as soon as possible. I'm bumping out other pre-recorded shows because I want to hit this current and fresh and now, because I'm the host and I can do whatever the hell I want.
Yeah, so, sorry, everybody. Sorry if we're bumping you, but yeah, we'll all wait.
We need to get the accurate content out there. So Friday's episode, I brought on a local sports nutritionist. She's a regular co-host on my show. And I love the fact that, and a shout out to Erin Sparehold. She's a CN, she's an MET, and she works with the Mind of the Athlete team here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And she works for all the surrounding universities, including, you brought up Muhlenberg before we started our recording today. And I titled that episode, it was episode 86 on Friday, the AHA, coconut oil, and fat with Erin Sparehold. So to our listeners, guys, there's some kind of like your hint where we're going to go with this show. If you guys have not seen some of the viral content around this coconut oil debacle, we're going to get into that today. And that's why I reached out to Jack, because number one, the gentleman is a freaking cardiologist, so you can't beat that level of experience. And the fact that when he was on this show not too long ago, literally a few weeks back, you know, we aired him and you guys got to learn about him on episode 70. And, you know, we talked about wheat, leaky gut, vaccines, his creation of the paleo cardiologist. And it just fast forwards me to today. And I'm like, I got to bring this guy back on because people don't understand what the hell saturated fats are or healthy fats are. And we talk about you know, avocado and why coconut oil and olive oil and grass-fed butter. So let's get into it, Jack, man. I mean, the AHA, you know, when I aired Aaron's episode, we talked about how I hold them socially accountable. You know, they have millions of dollars backing their, and we'll use the word lobbyist type of, you know, agenda. And I'm like, guys, like, I don't care who's paying you. Like, take a social responsibility and how you publish your blog articles.
Yep.
And no, they didn't take that. It was so miseducated. Like, people see a title. People are lazy. They don't read the blog article anymore. They read the title.
Well, you know what's, you know, crazy is that people talk about this like there was some new study that just came out. So even the media is running with this and they're saying, you know, new information or a new study. And it wasn't any new study or any new data whatsoever. It was whatever this presidential advisory thing, you know, that happened. From the head of the American Heart Association. But all these things are, you know, they're just, like you said, they are just, you know, fronts for, you know, for corporate interests is what it is. The American Heart Association, their income is close to $1 billion per year. And if you look who the donors are, it's the pharmaceutical industry. It's the cheap food industry. It goes, you know, it just goes so deep. And, you know, Scott, we'd love to live in a perfect world. We know it's far from that. But the reality is that the American Cancer Society, Susan Komen, American Diabetes, I mean, the American Diabetes Association supports a diet for diabetics of, you know, pancakes with sugar-free syrup. Mm-hmm. It just goes to show you, obviously, you cannot trust any of these people and always consider the source when you're talking about any of this stuff or whatever you see.
And what you're hinting at right now. So for our listeners, you know, we do YouTube feeds now. So I decided to share my screen because I can thank Erin Sparrow for bringing this up. When I recorded her session earlier this past week, she's like, you know, what do you want to talk about? And because we were talking about, you know, a lot of my listeners have been asking about doing a label reading episode, which kind of relates to this. And she, I love her terminology. You'd probably relate. You'd love her because she talks about this false healthy halo, she calls it. You know, when people like, oh, well, because the stamp on the label says heart healthy, that you should trust it. You know, it totally relates to what we're going to talk about here today.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Flintstones vitamins.
Yeah, it's
the Flintstones vitamins are number one recommended by pediatricians. Yeah.
But people don't know, and Erin brought this up. She's like, all I got to do is pay for that stamp to go on my label. So right here on USA Day Today's website, you got, and here's what pisses me off, because when AHA publishes something, they automatically relate it as experts. So right here, you got one article saying coconut oil is out. These are the oils you should be using, experts say. So they want you to click on that. Then the next article, coconut oil isn't healthy. It's never been healthy. Next article, experts, coconut oil has never been healthy. So before I've even clicked on the article, all I got to do is see that. And if I'm a misinformed or a minimalist type of information consumer, I could stop right there and say, okay, well, I'm definitely not going to buy coconut oil ever again. Now,
yeah,
Jack.
It's all about headlines, but I guess you got plenty of shopping opportunities to the right. You got Dave Asprey, the bulletproof coffee guy, and you got the other people that are marketing to you. So I know what you're looking at. You're like, you see the negativity about coconut oil, and you're like, wow, that reminds me, I've got to buy some more coconut oil. I'm almost out.
Yeah. So there's a right way and a wrong way to take this information, and I'm going to go ahead and actually I will reshare because. Actually, you guys released a very powerful episode or blog article on your site, which I referenced in Aaron's episode, and I actually have that linked in her show notes, and I'll bring it up again here today, but like, I'll go back to, I'm sharing screen again, American Heart Association. I went back on their site a couple days ago, and I search engined in their site, in their search window, just the words coconut oil. And this was the most current article. Admittedly, I don't think this was the same article that was published almost 2 weeks ago now. I think they actually changed some of the content. I don't know if you can agree or disagree with me on that, because I know that when this article came out, that helped you justify why you guys published your most recent article in the past week as well, to help try and give proper education on this. But anyway, long story short, they published an article called Saturated Fats, Why All the Hubbub Over Coconuts. This is not the article I read a week and a half ago.
No, I mean, the thing that I read was the presidential advisory from the president of the American Heart Association. And in there, it just really indemnified, it just went after saturated fats. I didn't even mention coconut oil. And then I think.
Yeah, they went somehow, more blanketed. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the news just started, you know, then they're like, what's catchy? I mean, let's bash coconut oil. And wow, if there couldn't be more popularity, for the past 40, 50 years about bashing coconut oil for all the reasons that you and I know, it's all about money. Soybean oil costs a penny and coconut oil is a dollar. I mean, so
and
who supports
our local
today?
Agricultural companies aren't making the money on the coconut oil. So it's like, we're making corn and soybeans. So here's $1 million. You know, let's justify this.
Yep. To save literally billions.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And it's frustrating, but you know, so our listeners, guys, like, we're kind of venting right now. And I know I am. I'll be the crazy guy. I don't normally get this amped up, but I was so frustrated when Aaron brought this up. And I'm like, come on, guys, like, you have a social responsibility to create some balanced education. And unfortunately, when that stuff came out, it was so one-sided. I'm like, guys, you are impacting millions of people. See the AHA along with the ADA and everybody else. And again, guys, referring to the American Heart Association and the American Diabetes Association, these organizations, I think, sometimes underestimate their level of impact to society. And they don't understand what the hell they're doing sometimes.
No,
it frustrates
me. I think
they
get it, man. I think they get it. You know, I think the powers that really run the place get it. I think the underlings, they run with the headlines and they think they're doing a good job. But once again, if you look at the top of the American Diabetes Association, American Cancer, these people have no interest whatsoever. They are just fronts and lobbyists for the pharmaceutical and, you know, big ag companies.
Well, and I loved your, so again, the article I was referencing to our listeners, guys. And again, if you're hearing this, pause this show when you listen to it, or go, if you're watching it on YouTube, pause it, go to thedoctorswolfson.com. And I shared it all over Facebook. I even got some weird commentary back from some of my followers that I've been dealing with. But their article from Jack was called, Is Coconut Oil Deadly? So this was the article that was released back on the 18th. Today is the 25th as we are talking right now. That's why I was telling your listeners, like, this is very current. We're taking this seriously. And his next headline is The Conspiracy Against Saturated Fat and Coconut Oil. So that's where I really wanted to kind of dive in with you, Jack. I don't do pre-programmed episodes, but your headlines are beautiful because it really targets where we need to target. Why should our listeners understand why saturated fats do belong in our body?
Well, our to me, Scott, my default is always Mother Nature. What does Mother Nature do? How does Mother Nature behave? And it is very clear. For millions of years, our ancestors have been eating saturated fats.
Sure.
They've been eating saturated fats in animals. They've been eating saturated fats in fish and in eggs. And they've been eating saturated fat as their mother's breast milk, all mammary, you know, that's why.
Wait a minute,
when
I was a baby and I was nursing from my mother's, you know, bosom, that
she was trying to kill you.
Saturated
she was
fat
trying
in
to kill you. Yes.
What the
she
hell?
She was trying to kill you with saturated fat. Don't you get it? Like, no mothers like their young. I mean, it's just, mothers are trying to off us. And
so she should have been giving me
job.
Formula, right?
Yes, she should have been giving you soybean formula. Huh. So instead of, you know, Scott, you'd be Sheila. But not that there's anything wrong with that. I want to be politically correct here.
Sure.
Listen, that's what they would have you believe. And that's what they told all of our mothers. I mean, I wasn't breastfed. The story goes on and on. It just wasn't popular in those days, but not because of the saturated fat issue. But that is one of the ramifications of not being breastfed, is not getting all of that juicy, delicious saturated fat to make our brains. That's why eggs have it, because that's how a chicken comes to life, by consuming the yolk, which is loaded with saturated fat. You cannot form a chicken any other way.
Yes, it's funny because if you study, and I geek out on this crap, so I always thought like the, obviously if you think about it, I tell people like, guys, like, okay, when you have your egg white omelet, you're stripping the core of the egg out, right? Well, why do you think the yellow thingy is in the middle of the white thingy? Because the white thingy is protecting the yellow thingy. And if life comes from the center of the white thing, the yellow thing, like, guys, like, where's the life coming from? All the nutrient density is in there. So
can you imagine how many egg yolks egg yolks have been lost over time? All of that amazing food.
Let me
food.
Be honest. I was that guy. I didn't. Yeah. I mean, a few years
guy.
Back.
I never was that guy.
Well, and thank never. You. But I mean, yep. I was a dumbass. Let's be real.
No, I was a dumbass. Yeah. I just wasn't that guy.
People think like people. I get a little high on my horse, and I need to be honest. Like a year and a half ago, I started getting really aggressive with my own father, and my dad's like, "Wait a minute. Weren't you Mr. Egg White Omelet guy that one time you decided to stay over here that weekend?" And I'm like, You know what, Dad? Thank you. You're right. You know what? Yeah. I did for a very brief period listen to the magazine articles, and then I thought about it. And then I was like, I noticed just from it, because I'm a huge athlete, I noticed from an athletic performance I didn't feel right. And I switched back within a couple of months. But I was still the dumbass who trusted these half-assed articles and thought that I was doing something smart.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it, like I just took a little bit. I was like, wait a minute. It's the egg is like one of the most perfect freaking foods on the planet. Like
it's like
this
a
isn't
multivitamin. It contains everything for a chicken to come to life. I know, you know, if we give our dog hard boiled eggs, he only eats the yolk.
Really?
He only eats the yolk. He doesn't touch the whites. So it's like, what does the dog know more so than the cardiologist does?
See, our coon hound, and I was telling you earlier, I was gone this yesterday and the day before all day in chainsaw training for our trail systems here. So I feel bad. Our coon hound and my fiance was out of town. So our coon hound was alone all day. He still has a lot of energy tonight. And I think he was howling earlier, but he hates eggs. I try and give him eggs and he won't touch them. He'll eat the bacon.
Yeah.
He won't touch the eggs though. So.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Now, I mean, and you know, in the past, you know, we've done recipes that call for egg yolks. You know, we've done some, you know, raw ice cream recipes, you know, where we get the raw cream and the raw dairy, you know, from your neck of the woods and mix that in with the raw egg yolks. And then we try and give the egg whites to the dog. We've done that before. And he's like, I've got no interest in that. You put a yolk in the bowl and he just dives right in.
Well, I'll go ahead and say it. When I was eating those egg white omelets, number one, they're impossible to cook. They just turned out like crap. Yeah. I was always like burning them to the pan. And
the
flavor was just like ass. I was like,
oh,
what
terrible.
Is I was like, it was terrible. And I kept trying to add more because I'm like, oh, maybe I just need more. And it didn't help it at all.
I mean, these are just examples of the American Heart Association and just, you know, their policy over the years of just slowly vilifying, you know, these foods. And, you know, the coconut oil industry, they've got no sponsorship with the American Heart Association, you know, grass-fed farmers association, you know, the grass-fed cattle farmers, on and on and on, you know.
They're up against a well-established, right? Let's be real. Like, I mean, the new grass-fed thing, which is funny because when I was a kid, and I don't know if you remember from our last show, like I grew up on a farm and we weren't like a hardcore farming family, but my dad had, when I was born, he had like a 50 head of cattle dairy farm in New Jersey when there was more farms in New Jersey. and then we moved later into Pennsylvania and he still wanted us to grow up around animals. So we at least raised animals. So I always, I had my own chicken coop. I sold chicken eggs on the side of the road. You know, we raised beef, we raised pigs. It was a thing. And
wow.
It was awesome to grow up that way. But that was in the 80s and the 90s. And then we didn't have all natural or organic labels and any of that stuff. So now I watch this now and I'm only 39 and I'm like, dude, that's just the way we grew up. We didn't spray anything on the fields and we just, when the cattle crapped, I took that stuff, I put it in the manure. In the spreader, and I hitched up the tractor, and we drove it out in the field, and we spread it on the fields. Like,
yep.
That was all we did.
No, but Monsanto says we need to GMO everything in order to feed the world. We got to make it all genetically modified. So
that's how we did things. People are like, oh, how'd you fertilize your field? I'm like, the manure that came from the chickens, the pigs, the cows, the goats. Like, we had Nubian goats too. Like, I drank goat's milk. Like, I went and milked the goat, took it in the house, took out a coffee filter. I ran it through a coffee filter. That's all I did. I ran it through a coffee filter and I drank the goat's milk. That was my childhood. Yep. And now goat's milk is trendy.
Yep.
You can buy it by the carton at the Whole Foods.
Well, you know, if you read some of the early stuff by Michael Pollan.
Great source.
Yeah. And when he, you know, talks about the time he spent at that Polyface Farms and Joel Salatin, and just kind of understanding about that rotation of what you just said, you know, how, you know, the cows, you know, eat the grass and then they poop all over the grass. And then you move the cows and in come, you know, the chickens, and the chickens dig up everything there and
they're
all the poop and stuff like that. And they're scratching everything and they eat all the bugs. And then you move the chickens out and then you refertilize everything. It's just, it's so perfect.
It's a
so
natural perfect. Cycle of life. Like, I remember what, I mean, thankfully, I guess, and I'm in Eastern Pennsylvania, but I'm only 20 minutes from the border of New Jersey. We're only an hour ish from New York City. And we grew up and like, we knew what crop rotation was. Like, they taught that when I was a kid in school. Nowadays, I don't know if they teach that at all, but like, we actually didn't, we never grew soybean in our fields. We did grow corn, but we rotated alfalfa in after every corn cycle because I knew as a kid that corn raped the soil of nutrient density and we needed crops like alfalfa to apply nutrient density back in. We would cycle that, and we grass fed or alfalfa fed or clover. We planted clover in the fields too, like natural clover grass. Like, it's like, that's what we fed our cattle. Like, we didn't feed a lot of grain back then.
Right.
We just rotated our crops. It was awesome. So, but then nowadays that's a thing. Like, apparently it's a very advanced.
Right. Well, you know, once again, they're vilifying the saturated fat, and then that's, you know, but and there are so many hundreds of studies that are out there. There are so many studies that are in favor of saturated fat, or at least neutral about saturated fat. These meta-analysis, you know, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition from 2010, 2014, they're looking at hundreds of thousands of people and they're not finding any difference in, you know, in saturated fat intake and cardiovascular disease, cardiovascular mortality, overall mortality. If the American Heart Association wants to attack something, go attack artificials, go attack GMOs, go attack sugar, go attack all the alcoholics, you know, that are out there, go attack, you know, pharmaceutical industry or those that are polluting the environment. But for some reason, to go after saturated fat, like the grass-fed farmer, how about all the saturated fat that's inside fish? Fish is loaded with saturated fat, but apparently the literature on that's okay. The literature on saturated fat from dairy appears to be okay, but
why does this seem like? So again, for our general listeners, because it's not always people that I'm not saying I'm an advanced listener of podcasts, but I've spent the past 4 years building my educational experience. Again, to our listeners, guys, I'm giving you a hint. The power of podcasts and audiobooks. And like, for example, The Paleocardiologist is in my library, physically and digitally. I've listened to it 3 times each. It's about recirculating the content, because every time I listen to it, I get a different angle. For example, I'll be listening to it again this week on my road trips for business because I have a whole different level to tap into now because of the AHA. Thank you, AHA, because now I want to go back and listen to that and just see if I hear something different from your content. My point is, there's a lot of free content out there to our listeners. And if you're not becoming a self-educated listener and becoming your own inner physician and starting your own self-study, you're being blindly guided, unfortunately. And that's really one of the most frustrating pieces to me. This is, I'll warn you to our listeners, guys, like, Jack and I are geeking out right now and we're very fired up because of the AHA, because we're frustrated, because we're self-educated to the point where now we take offense to it. Am I wrong at that? I mean, no, I don't know, Jack. I don't want to speak in your words, but.
No, I mean, listen, organizations like that are just going to run themselves right out of business because the average person, people like us, I mean, we get it. We, you know, you can become a doctor of the internet and people make fun of those people. Where'd you get your medical degree? Google? Yeah, I mean, and it's more valid.
At least I tried.
Than what the medical doctors are doing and the people. That have said this, you know, for years, off and on about saturated fat. And I've heard doctors who have no training in nutrition whatsoever. They just spout off the mantra from the American Heart Association. When there's so many other culprits out there than societies in the South Pacific, 50 to 60% of their diet is coconut based and they have no heart disease, despite the fact that they all smoke. I mean, all these people in the South Pacific, the American military, they left all the cigarettes down there. They didn't leave the McDonald's. They eat the coconuts. They eat their native diets, and they're all fine. So, you know, and then you can get into, well, it's not coconut, it's coconut oil, so it's refined. I don't know. I mean, listen, you look at the data on olive oil and the people that are sucking down olive oil. There's tons of great data on that. So should we condemn
the book Extra Virginity?
Oils?
I promote reading the book Extra Virginity on a regular basis because it helps really shed the light on what's happening. And you and I, and I'm so, by the way, real quick side note, so happy that actually you and Vinny got connected. I'm a huge networker, so I'm going to take a little bit of credit on that. I was so fired up to hear you guys chat on his show because I'm like, yes, because you guys are going to fuel off each other. So congrats on getting on his show because he's got a lot of exposure.
He's got a lot of exposure, but unfortunately, real quick, this is a total side note.
It happens.
The stream of consciousness. The first thing, we shot an episode an hour long and the whole thing got zapped.
And that happened to me with him too. And I'm like, dude, who's your digital guy? That's frustrating.
Yeah. You would think for as big as his show is, and then he's a nice guy. Let me listen, man. We're all on the same team here. No doubt.
Exactly.
But what I learned from you, what he quickly delved into was kind of this anti-chiropractic thing.
I did warn you about that.
But I straightened him out on the first episode, but we never hit on it really on the second episode because he kind of segued into, hold on, Jack, let me tell you. I don't think that the chiropractor should stand up on an airplane if they're looking for a doctor.
That's his thing. I told you about that. That's his thing. Yeah. That's his thing.
Well, yeah. And I said, listen, if you are on an airplane, the medical doctor can do nothing. His cell phone doesn't even work. A doctor of chiropractic at least can give you a chance with an adjustment to balance the autonomic nervous system. And I feel so strongly about that.
You brought that up on our episode 7.
I brought it up on our episode and he got it. I mean, he's a smart guy. He understood where we were going. It just, it didn't make the recording.
Vinny's old school. But if you're an intelligent man like yourself, you can get through to him.
Yeah.
And it's going to take individuals and professionals like yourself, because here's the thing. You're a cardiologist. So the fact that you are on the other, in his world, the other side of the spectrum, and you're telling him this, that's why I wanted to get you guys connected. Because if anybody's going to be able to break him, it's going to be somebody like yourself.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want that message, to get lost, because I do know he has a lot of followers.
He does.
But whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Go see your car.
But we're moving it in the right direction, right?
Yeah.
And that's all we can do. We're trying to share valuable information, and like what we're doing here today on saturated fats, like there's going to be people who listen to this episode and have no clue what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah.
Let's be real. But
I'd rather have you on the airplane as, EMT trained and medic trained. And at least you'd have the ability to call out for someone. Hey, does anyone have any cayenne pepper? And does anyone have any beetroot juice on the plane? We need some stat beetroot juice.
I do love
some
good beetroot. That's some good stuff, man. But yeah, are we gonna find that on a plane? No, because they don't allow fluids through security.
I bring my powder through. So if anyone's having a heart attack while they're on the plane with me, we'll just reconstitute some beetroot powder. We'll crank up the nitric oxide.
Ooh, there's
we'll
a life hack, the listeners. Pipes. There you go. Listen to that. Yeah.
Yes. That is a gem from Dr. Jack.
I'm loving that. That's very creative.
Yeah.
See, we're learning something new every time we get on here. That's the power of podcasting. So.
You know, I mean, listen, you know, what I can tell you, Scott, is that in my experience in my office, you know, we can talk about studies all day long, but I've got the experience of thousands of people in my office. And I'm telling you, when it comes to if they follow the plan, and the plan is about eating paleo, eating organic, responsible paleo, stuffing yourself full of organic vegetables and spices and herbs, and then having free-range grass-fed meat, having wild seafood, having nuts and seeds and eggs and avocados, and yes, coconuts. When you follow that plan, my patients do extraordinary. I don't know what else to say, except for it's Mother Nature designed it. I've got the lab test to prove it. My patients are testimonials to it. You know, and when you look at big dietary studies, as you can imagine, they're so fraught with so many errors. You know, they look at people, they ask them, you know, about, you know, 24-hour dietary recall. You're looking at a bunch of people that are eating garbage food. You're just not talking about people like you and I that are eating organic, responsible paleo grub. I mean, it's just not.
And let me ask you, I didn't get a chance to ask you this in your last episode. Before you made the big flip, you were in the big medical cardiovascular world. Like, you were in a big heart doctor type of institution.
Yep.
Now, while you were there, were you at the same level of health nuttiness that we are at, for example, today?
Not even close.
Let's
not
be truthful about that, right? Yeah, you had to make a big shift too.
Not even close. Big time. Yeah. 100%. And honestly, I read a lot of the same resources you read, but frankly, you get onto PubMed.gov and that's the government's database of all studies, right? I mean, that's like our secret area.
Our sad guys diet. Like
you, yeah. I mean, that's where you and I hang out, you know. You know, I'm PubMed.gov. When I met my wife, I was eating McDonald's, cookies, cupcakes, fast food, Krispy Kreme donuts, drinking, smoking too many cigars, staying up late, you know, living a totally toxic lifestyle. And I was doing it with all the rest of the cardiologists. So the cardiologists are the absolute worst person to ask for health and nutrition advice. They eat like crap. They live like crap. Their only salvation is statin drugs and aspirin, which are miserable, miserable failures. I just did another blog post on the site, breaking down, you'll love this too. You'll totally geek out on that stuff where, I'm talking about all the statin drug trials for primary prevention. And I did the recording and I had my staff listen to it. And my staff was just like blown away by the snow job that they have been, trained and brainwashed into. And I'm talking about, you know, 23, 27, 31 year old women, you know, that's, wait a second.
I mean, that may sound young, but they've got a good chunk of experience already at that age. Right?
Well, they got plenty of experience in the pharmaceutical, brainwashing, place because
the druggy Band-Aid.
Yeah. I mean, they watch their TV shows or whatever. And, maybe they're watching an episode of the Kardashians and they're talking about, the latest, psych drug.
So which article are we talking about here? I'm on your blog right now and I'm sharing the screen to our video listeners.
Well, first of all, this is a great one about heartburn, but you can keep scrolling down. Keep going.
Oh,
there.
Ooh, I got to go back and read your energy gel goo. I can get into a whole different thing about that.
Where's my post? Coconut oil.
Well, that goes back to the 18th. Was it before the AHA response?
Huh.
Or after?
You know what? You know what? Maybe I didn't put up a blog post. I'm sorry. Can you go to my, it's on YouTube. I put the video on YouTube.
Okay.
I put the video on YouTube and it's also on Facebook. So, you can see it on there, but it's a 15-minute video. I break down, four of the main studies when it comes to heart disease. Sorry to make you search. This
oh no, I'm close. I had to close out the USA Today tab. I just couldn't leave that on. It's insulting myself because I don't read their crap. The only reason why I opened that tab is because they took what we were talking about this earlier. They took the AHA content and just made it even more negatively viral. And just that's my point. Like you guys have to. You guys have to understand what you're spreading. Like, people don't know any better. So is it on your personal page or the Doctors Wolfson?
Yeah. No, it's on the Doctors Wolfson.
Awesome. I'm bringing that up here.
Somewhere. Yeah. I'm sure USA Today is totally excited. Like, wow, we got this new follower, Scott Mulvaney. Yeah. From Pennsylvania.
It's called I'm Just Gonna Take Your Content and Rip It to Shreds.
Yeah. Keep going, keep going, keep going. That's Heather going crazy about vaccines.
We were just talking about my fiance as of a couple weeks ago. We're talking about going to South Africa. And she's like, oh, we got to get all vaccined up. And I'm like, my natural reaction was like, I don't know. Cause like she and I both agree we don't do flu vaccines.
Yeah.
But she's like, well, this is South Africa. We may need to consider some vaccination.
Like what? I mean, I don't, you know, we got to figure out what she's worried about first and then we can have a conversation. But
yeah,
it depends where you're going in South Africa. If you're going,
we're going
to
literally South Africa, and she's going down cause she's a vet doctor, large animal. Yeah. We're going down for CEU credits for her. Yeah. But it was like super cheap to add me into the trip. And I'm like, yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, but you go into the jungles, you go into a big city. I mean, South Africa, the country, but
I don't think we're going into the jungle. I mean,
all right, keep going down. I mean, if you're going to, you know, big city, Johannesburg, I think you're okay.
I think we are. Yeah, I think we're doing Johannesburg. And then afterwards, we're going to go to Cape Town. And I'm like, really?
I mean, that's like going to New York and to Chicago.
Yeah.
Keep going, my man. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. I this was on your blog, though. I want to go back and actually read that one, though, too.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty solid one. Keep rolling there. Oh, this was a good one here.
Pesticide juice. Oh, yeah, I love that one. Actually, real quick, while I'm scrolling here, could you explain to people about the positives and negatives of juicing when done the right and wrong way real quick?
I think
your pesticide point.
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, yeah, it just blows my mind how people can go to Whole Foods or Nectar or some of these other places and drink concentrated pesticide juice. They're absolutely killing themselves. So please don't do that. But, you know, juicing, I think is good, but you lose a lot of the fiber. Here we go.
Nice.
So if you go to YouTube or click on either one of those and you'll wind up there.
Yeah, so long story short, if you're not sourcing your product properly...
Was that just the picture? Sorry, you got to hit that YouTube button there.
Yeah, you're getting the pesticide content, and it's like real quick on the last thing, but it's like, guys, like, you can juice all you want if you brought the product from crap.
This is Dr. Jack Wolfson,
and we got the audio coming through now. So
Amazon.
Let me pause that. So now, why did you produce this video? I mean, we talked about statins on the last episode.
Yeah, I forgot if there was
I love this one right here. Hold on, let me blow this one up. Libertor.
Yeah, I don't know if there was was there another new guideline that was put out or people were talking about that's what it was. There was a new study or basically new information that came out saying that people 65 years of age and older you know, for primary prevention, statin drugs don't help. So I just want to show kind of all the data in general for primary prevention. And maybe if you just kind of pick it up, maybe like a third of the way through. Now keep going.
Well, you get
into
the chemical makeup here.
Yep. Keep going.
That's why I love your feed, by the way. I've been geeking out more and more ever since I had you on the show. I'm like, you provide really good, again, guys, listeners, like the drswolfson.com, like seriously, he provides very detailed content.
Okay. So this is the HOPE-3 trial, and this is the most powerful drug, rosuvastatin versus placebo. They look at them for 5.5 years. And if you look at the people that are in here, I just wanted to highlight the people that
screenshot. Yeah.
Yeah. There's some pretty sickish, people that are in here. You know, half of the people have two, risk factors for cardiovascular disease, either being overweight or hypertensive or pre-diabetic. Quarter were smokers, and then here's more data about their lipids and stuff like that. But the next slide, and all these people, if you look at the hsCRP in the bottom, it's all 2.
Yep.
So they all had inflammation. And then here's the difference after 5.5 years.
Wow, look at this, the placebo versus the rosuvastatin, whatever
that's Crestor.
Yeah.
So that's Crestor.
It's less than 20.
I mean I just want people to understand that their way is a failure and our way does not get you to a death from any cause risk of 5.6 versus 5.3. What we want to do is create a population of people that doesn't die when they're 65. These people live.
Well, and we talked briefly about this in episode 70, but again, you came from this world before you've matured your knowledge beyond, like, thanks, from what I got, a large influence of your powerful wife. And it's like, guys, like, pharmaceuticals, like a statin, it's a Band-Aid. It's not a cure.
But here it's like, it just doesn't work. I mean, here's the data.
Yeah, we're looking right at it right
this
now.
This is their data. This is from the New England Journal of Medicine. This slide is not—
which has a high reputation, by the way.
Or doctored. This is the information. You know, and then I just show study after study. Here's the data on Pravastatin, over 10,000 people.
Wow.
It's just, this study showed primary endpoint, all-cause mortality. The drug didn't save any lives. And I just want people to know the truth. I mean, here it is. I mean, look at that, Scott, on the left.
Look at that line graph.
Versus usual care.
What?
They're overlapping, all-cause mortality. So if you tell people, hey, the statin drug is not saving your life,
again, to our listeners, guys, you can watch this on the YouTube video, but go to his Facebook feed, go back to this link. I mean, look at the statin link. I'm at minute 7:37. There's a slide of it's a blue color with two bar graphs next to each other. This is ridiculous. I mean,
he can't
make this up. Like, this is not his content.
this whole video is 15 minutes long. And if you are a statin user or someone you love is on statins, they must see this information. But, you know, once again, if you're a cardiologist, this is all, you know, this is all that you got. This is all that's in your toolbox.
Well, actually, that's a great point to bring up. Guys, like, I want to beat up the heart doctors, but I almost feel like they don't know any better, right? Until they become educated, they don't know any better.
Well, you know, the drug reps come in, they bring us the free lunches, they wine and dine us, and then you know, this slide is a good example as well, where you see so the drug rep comes in and they show these graphs and they say, look at the difference here. You know, if you look at the one on the top left, Scott, you know, fatal and non-fatal stroke. Listen, the drug group did better when it came to stroke. By how much? 0.5% after.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm looking at the numbers on the left. It's only 1, 2, 3. This is
exactly
not a huge percentage shift.
1, 2, 3. I'm not a big fan of the government getting into anything in our lives, but this is just false advertising. That scale has to be 0 to 100. And when you put it on 0 to 100, you find that there is essentially no difference between
they
these
purposely
graphs.
Modified the data and scaled it back. They kept reducing the number of values on the X and Y axis. Again, this is me being a former engineer. Guys, like, this isn't rocket science. If you go into Microsoft Excel and you create a bar graph, if you want to create two curves so you can actually see how they overlay each other in a more significant perspective, you just reduce the variables until you get like what we're seeing on the screen right now. To your point, if I would add this to a 0, 100, these would have been laying on top of each other practically.
Yep. You know, and then I'll go conspiracy on you and say all this, you know, all
it's manipulation
data
of data
is you know, could easily be, I mean, it could be manipulated and to make it false marketing. It can be manipulated just with the fundamental raw numbers to tell us lies. So this is the best that they can put forward. Here, this study, at least they actually, if you see this, Scott, here, they put the small graph in there, but then they did the 0 to 100, and you can look at that bottom.
You can barely see there's two lines.
Seriously. And let me go to that, you know, that NNT, that number needed to treat, means hundreds of people need to take drug to prevent an event for 3 years, 4 years. And for the pharmaceutical companies, this literally means that hundreds of thousands of pills are being swallowed.
Translated to hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, craziness. Trillions.
They're able to justify their manufacturing and production levels because they know, like, hey, we need at least 3 to 4 years to make an impact, so let's ramp up production.
Kudos to this slide that I rep. So anyways, at the end of this era, I tell people what, you know, what to actually do about it. You know, here's a famous study involving simvastatin versus placebo, and, you know, they just put the graphs
so
a little different way. You know, I mean, it's, if you want to go run out and say, hey, I may be that one out of 100 people that get benefit. Okay, fine. But at least you know the truth. I mean, these people come in, you know, to my office and they're like, well, my cardiologist said I'm going to die if I don't take the drug, you know, and does that look like life or death?
But here's my thing. Before the doctor, before a cardiologist in this current year existed, what did we do years ago? We did not have this rate of heart death and heart disease. We didn't. Because we had a different lifestyle,
yep,
than
yep.
we had so today.
You follow the rules of the. It's actually, I threw in a bonus one there, top 11.
I like
you know,
that.
But this is what we got. You know, this is.
I'm glad you put a number 11 here again to our listeners, guys. He's referring to. He's got a top 10 list here that I'm showing on the video. One, paleo. Obviously, he's the paleo cardiologist. Two. Get sunshine. Three, get sleep. Four, get active. Five, get relaxed. Six, get grounded. That's a whole different conversation. Dr. Jack Cruz and I talked about that too. Number seven, get away from toxins. Number eight, get adjusted. Going back to Cairo, love it. I go at least minimum 1 to 2 times a month, minimum. Get hydrated. Dude, hydration's so key. Not even if you're not an athlete. Number 10, get tested. But number 11, he points on here, get supplements. I don't care who the hell I talk to nowadays because obviously I support supplements. I'm like, guys, because I grew up as a farm kid, our earlier conversation on the show, I'm like, listen, whether you like it or not, we don't do the farming that we did years ago. And the food at the nutrient density level, the vitamin and mineral nutrient density, I would love to be a whole food diet guy. And these whole 30s and paleo, that only takes you so far. Unfortunately, especially here in the U.S., we have to be doing a certain percentage and level of supplementation.
Well, and that takes you back to number 10, Scott, is that get tested, you know,
right?
Relying on it. You know, I mean, let's see where you're at. I mean, so get tested and, you know, maybe you need more magnesium or maybe you are high in heavy metals. I mean, listen, you know, for the first 35 years of my life, I ate and lived like crap. I got some catching up to do. And even when I'm, you know, perfect organic paleo, there's still deficiencies for genetic reasons, for environmental reasons, for historical reasons, on and on and on.
You know, we brought that up on the last episode. I actually forget what you called it, but I think it was like, it was like $300-$400 or whatever it was. You actually have a package or a testing, recommended testing kit bundle. What do you call it? I'm blanking on it.
Well, the one thing that's on our website right now is something called, if you go to our shop page, it's called the Wheat.
Yes.
Zoomer.
Thank you.
And the Wheat Zoomer is all about leaky gut. And, you know, for those people that, oh, well, I'm a low fat guy and I avoid coconut oil and I have my oatmeal and I have my wheat bread. And okay, fine. Why don't you get tested for leaky gut and see how things look? Because I've seen those people and a lot of them have leaky gut. A lot of them have inflammation. So,
you know, it's funny you bring this up. So, I told you earlier before we started the recording, I was in a chainsaw training all weekend to help our mountain biking trails. And even though I've already trained at that level back when I was a wildland firefighter, I was doing it to make the county happy and OSHA regulations and yada, yada, yada. But the one instructor, huge, inflamed belly. And he's a logger, hardworking guy. And anyway, we took everybody mountain biking afterwards. And on the halfway through the ride, this father and son are on the ride. And the kid like steps off his bike and we literally only did 4 miles and the kid's like doubled over, like just not looking good. And I'm like, he's like, oh, well, he just got back from having lunch with his mom. And they're like, oh yeah, blame it on the mom. And I'm like, actually, I'm going to go ahead and ask, like, what the hell did she feed him? Right. And then the guy's like, oh, well, one guy's like, well, I got a Cliff Bar, sugar. Another guy's like, oh, I got gels, sugar. Another guy's like, oh, well, give him those cherry block things. Sugar. And I was like, how about you don't give him any of that? And like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, dude, I just got done doing a colon cancer ride last weekend. Now, granted, it's taken me a year to year and a half to get more ketogenically trained, but I literally did a Vinny Todorich thing. I took those old goo vials and I filled them with Villa Capelli olive oil. I've never done this. And this has been my goal because I wanted to see if this was legit. I took two of those vials and I had them in my jersey. And that's what I took. So when I hit those rest areas and they had the cookies and the muffins and all that crap, I didn't eat any of that. I did straight fat injections. And granted, it was different. I'm not perfect at it yet, but I was like, holy crap, I did 60 plus. I did a metric century ride fueled on fat. And when I woke up in the morning before I even did the ride, I had eggs and bacon and a green smoothie. And that's how I started my day. And I'm like, holy crap, I actually can say that I've done this. It's not for
everybody.
I
know that Vinny has his olive oil that he likes, and kudos to that. But back to the original conversation. I think you can easily suck down coconut oil.
Yes.
And the MCTs, super easy absorption of that. And then that is just pure fuel in the furnace. Love it.
Well,
love
and that does go back to the original point. Thank you. Because again, guys, olive oil is an MCT. An MCT is a medium chain triglyceride. And Doc, why the hell do people need to be consuming MCTs?
Well, they're very easily absorbed, number one. So you don't need a high functioning gallbladder, liver, and it's very easily absorbed. So just thinking about an athlete, and we're talking about athletes, right now, and something that's kind of easy to digest on the go, I'm thinking coconut oil has got to be perfect. And it's so packed, with nutrition, or even if you're eating coconut on the ride, as opposed to something that's simple sugar, I think that would be perfect. All of those MCTs, caprylic acids and the lauric acids, 10s and 12s, those are lauric acids. I mean, those are pure antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial. Those are just so, so healthy and easily broken down once inside the body and just turned right into fuel in your mitochondria and just make everything spin.
I tried explaining that to a friend of mine, and she's a fellow CrossFitter, a friend of mine, but she's actually recently become more, she's a triathlete, and she's become more Ironman focused. Like, she did her first full Ironman last year. She's already done a couple of half Ironmans this year. My fiance is becoming more of a triathlete too. And I told her about fat adaptation and about trying to get her body to that point. And she's like, you can't drink olive oil or coconut oil in the middle of an event. Mm-hmm. She's like, you're just going to throw up. Or she's like, you're going to crap yourself. And I said, well, have you done it? Can you say that's happened? But it goes back to your point, Doc. Do the testing. See where your gut flora is at, right? Maybe your gut biome is a little jacked up, and maybe you may react that way. I don't know, because you haven't done the testing done.
Yeah.
And we talk about a large dollar investment here. No. I mean, think about it. People are walking into a vitamin shop, a GNC. What's the shop that I used to, when I was stationed in Arizona? What's the, around the Phoenix, Arizona area? It's like a local chain of vitamin stores. I'm blanking. Yeah,
I mean, is it like One Stop Nutrition or
whatever? The point is, like, people just blindly go in there and you drop hundreds of dollars every month.
Yeah. Seriously. And if you get tested, you can see exactly where you're at, what you need. Some people need to be on, 10, different products, especially from a cardiology standpoint.
Yeah.
And, but I mean, do I think everybody needs a multivitamin? I do. Do I think everybody needs, probiotics? I mean, obviously. I mean, there's basically
until you've rebuilt your, I don't take any probiotics, everywhere. But I've also rebuilt, like, I'm at a different health level, right? I've spent time rebuilding my gut health and everything else. I have no issues, but not everybody's at that point, right? Like, to your point, the average person probably does need some probiotics because they're all jacked up.
Well, I mean, if you're not eating tons of fermented vegetables, you got to be taking probiotics. Mm-hmm. And, from the water, the food people eat. I mean, there's antibiotics in everything these days. So unless you're getting the best water and the best meats, fluoride, chlorine, hand sanitizers, or just in the fact that all of our food used to be loaded with bacteria, so when you pulled a head of, spinach from the ground or a head of cabbage, I mean, it was covered with dirt and you ate that dirt. So even the best of us aren't.
And nowadays you can't even eat, let's say you tried to do that again, you're growing your own garden. That dirt is not the dirt from 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's be real. So it goes back to nutrient density.
In our gardens, we bring in organic soil, organic certified soil, so we know the quality of the source. But that's not that's just to say that it is edible dirt.
Sure.
It isn't to say, well, it's not deficient. Broccoli came from China, didn't come from Northern California.
I learned something new. I didn't know that. Thank you for the history lesson. I didn't even know that. Man, I eat broccoli like crazy. So now,
all fruits and vegetables in the world didn't come from California, despite what most people believe.
So
it comes from there now.
Before we resort back to closing on the important point here on, again, we focused heavily on MCT and coconut oil and everything else, but real quick on your testing, because admittedly, I personally, again, to our listeners, guys, listen in because I'm going to be selfish here. I've done a bunch of different tests, and actually I want to try out your system, like what you have on your website, for example. So is it just a one flat, like, hey, you just do that testing kit? It's the same thing you give everybody.
It doesn't matter
if I'm the health nut or not, right? I don't know. Yeah. I'm not familiar with your system because I'm going to try it here in the next month, but I just did one, so I'm waiting.
Well, the only thing that I have up on my website right now is the Wheat Zoomer, and that's an analysis looking for intestinal hyperpermeability and gluten sensitivity, gluten, gliadin, you know, so all the different antibodies associated with that, intestinal hyperpermeability is zonulin, anti-zonulin, anti-actin, anti-LPS,
yep.
IgG, IgA, and then all the different components of gluten, gliadin. So, you know, listen, there's a lot of mixed messages people are getting, you know, out there, and about what the best diet is. Listen, get yourself tested and see where you're at. Don't take my word for it or Scott's word for it, or some, Caldwell Esselstyn or, some of the, vegan gurus. Get yourself tested and see what your numbers are and then make an educated decision.
I would agree with that. So now, and again, real quick, I'm actually going to share that again. So again, to some of our listeners, and I shared this on the last episode. Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's $399. I'm like, oh, that's $400. I'm like, okay, well then like, take it the next month or two and set aside like $20 a week or something and bang out at least a good chunk of that nut and set it aside. Because like, you talk about your health, you talk about your gut. You talk about your body from the inside out. You heal your body from the inside out. And at least this is going to potentially give you some direction. And granted, I'm being honest to our listeners. I haven't used this one yet, but I've done other blood panel testing and other things because I've been leveling up. You got to start somewhere. But I guarantee you, in the next month, I will be doing this test. Okay? So our listeners,
So much money and so much stuff, Scott. I mean, listen, I'm not anybody's accountant. I'm not even my own accountant, just take a look at where you're spending, your money on your alcohol addiction, your sugar addiction, your gambling addiction, the house, the car, the paint, the flooring, the new clothes, whatever it is. I mean, you want to invest in yourself, invest in your health. It's a good investment. I don't care if you get it from me or not, frankly. No.
Well, again, for me though, I have zero, literally I have zero grain
in my
lifestyle. So like, I don't have any wheat, nothing. I went off a beer a year and a half ago. Like my mountain biking buddies I was riding with today, they're like, you don't drink beer?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no. When I lived in Colorado, I did, but I've been hacking my body, man. Like, you know what? I made a sacrifice a year and a half ago. And I said, you know what? I'm going to see what level of performance I can get out of cutting that out of my life for a year. It's a year and a half of my life. What the hell? And I've seen some positive changes.
And people are like, oh, don't you miss this? And you miss, the alcohol and it's not that I don't, drink organic tequila, on occasion, or organic red wine or whatever, gluten-free omission beer, maybe once every 6 months. But I did all that, I did all that for the first 35 years. I drank every drink. I ate every food. I went to Mardi Gras. I went to Oktoberfest in Munich, Germany. I've been to the Kentucky Derby. I've been to the Indy 500. I've been everywhere.
Drinking events, by the way,
heavy drinking events. I've done it. So I'm not missing anything going forward. And as I've told many, many, many times, my father died at the age of 63, and that's not going to be me.
It's too young.
Not going to be me. It's so, and he lived that lifestyle. And like I said, I got two young kids. I got another one on the way. So, hey, that's it.
So to our listeners, because again, the whole point of you and I taking the time, again, guys, this is on a Sunday, okay? It is currently 10 p.m. my time. He's a few hours behind me. Obviously, he's in Arizona. So like, this is our commitment to you, all right? To our listeners, like, people don't understand what the hell podcasting is all about. Like, this is why some of us are doing this. We're taking a stand to try and get you free content, to try and just educate you a little bit better in your life. I take this personally. I take personal accountability on this. And I really, really love and respect the fact, Jack, that you've also taken the time away from your family to give this to our listeners. And I appreciate this and I respect this. So thank you. I personally, if our listeners don't, I want to thank you personally. How would you want to close out the show? Again, normally, again, on our show, the guest co-host gets the closing words anyway. And I know the whole point of coming on today was to address this freaking AHA miseducation, yep. Coconut oil, saturated fats. How do you want to close out our listeners in education?
It's all I can say is, there's tons of information out there, tons of mixed messages, frankly, from all different places. Let's just trust in Mother Nature and understand that humans have been eating saturated fats for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years. Embrace it. It is saturated fat is not the problem. Otherwise, we wouldn't be arguing about this and there wouldn't be such controversy if it was definitively the issue. The problem is not that beautiful organic coconut oil. The problem is the sugar. The problem is the processed foods. The problem is the environment. The problem is the lack of sleep, the lack of sunshine, the lack of being grounded, the lack of high quality water. That's what the problem is. The problem is not the coconut.
Yeah, that's a blame game right there. Well, thank you.
That's all
God.
I can say. That's all I can say, Scott.
Well, again, Jack, I want to give you a proper goodbye. So please just hang tight for a second. Again, to our listeners, guys, that's Dr. Jack Wolfson, okay? He's taken this so seriously. He's changed his career. His wife has been a powerful influence. Again, follow them, the Doctors Wolfson. They're everywhere, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Just go to thedoctorswolfson.com. You can follow him everywhere from there. Again, he's been on past episode 70. He's been on here again this episode. I don't know what number it's going to be yet, but again, this is what we're talking about, guys. Whether it's coconut oil or your water or just life in general, focus on rebuilding yourself from the inside out. Take some lessons. Go read his free blog content. Don't trust AHA in their blatant publication. I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and take a position on that. So to our listeners, guys, thank you for listening in. Thank you for following Dr. Jack Wolfson. Thank you for following Live the Fuel. But again, this is what we're all about, guys. Keep living the fired up epic life. We'll talk to you guys again soon. Hey there, Live the Fuel fans. Quick commercial break. Before we close out the episode, just wanted to give you some extra tips and tricks before we send you on your way. So again, thank you again for listening to the Live the Fuel show. I hope you got a lot out of this recent episode. More importantly, please subscribe to the show if you haven't subscribed yet. Stay in touch. Get me some feedback. Submit a review on iTunes or Stitcher and get us the voice of you, the listener, so we can build this content back into the show and make sure that I'm actually taking you, the listener, into this design and future as Live the Fuel grows. So again, subscribe, submit a review, stay in touch. Heck, on that point, go visit livethefueltank.com. Livethefueltank.com. That will take you to the link to our private Facebook group community where you can join and I can stay more in touch with you going forward outside of the podcast world. All right, last quick little piece here for you guys, some extra value. One, go to livethefuel.com main page. You'll see on there we have our free resources guide. If you are looking for free content and not having to pay for it, consider getting on my email list. You click on the button, send me my copy, get your Super Sevens resources guide. There's over 21 of my favorite online resources that I built into this little electronic guide for you guys. There's no cost. It'll just be emailed to you just by hopping on my email. Again, just thank you for listening. I want to give you some value. Second piece of my little extra nuggets of knowledge, if you want to call it this, is go to the resources section on the site. In there, I have three columns, health, business, lifestyle. And two, right off the bat, that I want to make sure you guys are taking advantage of is number one, eatpillynuts.com. And number two, villacapelli.com. Their logos are on the site. You got a big bowl of nuts there. And you got a cool big V, Power V logo. Both of those, if you use the discount code FUEL, F-U-E-L, you will get 10% off at checkout. So take advantage of that, please, and thank you. And more importantly, there's other companies linked on there. My nutritional and health alignment with Isagenix since 2010. The Pure Vitamin Club company for their kick-ass magnesium B12 and an awesome multi-cap. There's some additional business resources on there. Number one, Singularis IT. I go mountain biking and road cycling with the founder. This is a legitimate IT company. I don't care where you are in the world, you can use their services. We're talking about serious white glove level services. I've moved all of my IT solutions over to them and I outsource them regularly for any future and onboarding clients down the road. And lastly, but not leastly, David Studio. If you have no clue who this guy is, guess what? He is my new audio engineer. This is the guy I've been having making it happen behind the scenes. I found him through the Fiverr world. So if you search for David, D-A-V-I-D, Studio on Fiverr, you can track this guy down. But guess what? He's also on the Upwork platform. He's on the People Per Hour platform. You can search for him through his real name. I've never literally physically met this guy or talked to him in person. We have been just met through the online world. But if you search for E-M-I-N, that's, I believe, pronounced Emin, and Fikic, which is F as in Frank, I-K-I-C, you can search for him in Upwork, People Per Hour. Oh, more importantly, just go to Fiverr like I did. But if you are a podcaster or somebody just looking to get quality audio engineering, this is your guy. So again, guys, I'll let you get back to your day. Thanks again for listening to Live the Fuel. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up, epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.